Mara Show. It's the Micah.
Purely carnal, that's all you need to know.
I want guiltless, emotionless, selfish sex at a reasonable price.
You're disgusting.
Very, very hot and sexy.
Peace be with you.
A little tribute to Benedict, nice. The big mass today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We want to thank both Billy Bush from Access Hollywood and
very
also
busy.
Rob Cantrell from Last Comic Standing for being on the show today. Yeah. Without further ado, let's get to the final buzz of the day. We are going to be slightly abbreviated as we go to Caps Hockey tonight on WJFK right here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. ABC News, Mike, has gotten more than 10,000 complaint messages on its website after the network's miserable excuse for a debate last night. The usually likable Charlie Gibson and George Stephanopoulos seemed to turn into Jekyll and Hyde, asking questions that seemed more typical of Bill O'Reilly. It was about an hour into the debate before the first issue question was posed about the economy. Mm-hmm. For the hour leading up to that, the questions were about internet rumors and right-wing accusations.
Now, tomorrow on the show, if we have time with the barbecue and Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock, we might get to another Do You Care, which I really want to get the pulse of what's going on regarding whether people care about all the little stuff that was focused on with the debates, which was pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
We'd love to try to get Tom Shales on the show to talk about that. He had a scathing review of George Stephanopoulos and Charlie Gibson about the debate.
Is there anyone who scathes better than him?
He's the ultimate scather, and I got to agree with him that they really dwelled on the BS stuff. I mean, the stuff that I think you don't normally hear in the debates, and that's all they were about for at least the first half of it.
I only saw clips today, but it was just uncomfortable, cringeworthy, the way Barack was having to react to explaining stuff that should have been buried weeks ago.
Yeah, and I wonder whether people care about that specifically and in general.
Right.
With all of this that's gone on for so long, I really want to know if people care at all or whether it's wearing people out like it is me.
Judging from the 10,000 complaints that ABC got, I think they care. The questions were, as you said, at best irrelevant. It didn't beat Idol last night's debate, but 10 million people did watch.
Million people!
Online polls show that Obama won that debate nearly 60-40. The losers include the big network news and the American people.
That's because she looked a little snippy.
Not as snippy as the anchors, though.
Now, the anchors were so, well, George Stephanopoulos is snippy. You know?
He's a stain.
He's a super stain.
Super stain.
Just remember, Rob, we might be getting him on the show. That's what I'm going to say to Rob every day.
But I really enjoy his work. He's a handsome guy. That's what I like.
You can now collect up to $800 for being bumped from an airline flight. The government says from now on, airlines have to compensate passengers with cold, hard cash. From now on, if you get bumped to a flight that's within 2 hours of your original arrival time, that's $400. If the flight you're bumped to is more than 2 hours later, and it was when I sat on the floor at Dulles International with a horrible head cold over Christmas, that's $800.
That'll be on the Buzz Report.
The time cutoff is 4 hours on international flights.
Yes, on the new Mike O'Mara Show, we'll have the Buzz Report, the Rob Report. We will not be having the Joe Report.
But we will have Joe Mo's.
Joe Mo's, but not a report.
No, and in small doses.
Small, small doses.
It used to be that partial deafness, a bad knee, and having already served was enough to keep you out of the military.
Small doses, smaller than Rob Cantrell's roach clip.
Not in today's army.
Mm-hmm.
James Raymond went deaf in one ear while fighting in Afghanistan. Later, he blew out a knee and had to have surgery. The Department of Veterans Affairs even ruled he's eligible for partial disability for life. And James got an honorable discharge and began getting on with his life. And now he's been ordered to return to Iraq.
Wow.
James thought it was an army snafu. It isn't. James is being ordered back to Iraq, knee, ear, and all.
On a serious note, we talked about a charity that we're working on right now, and I have not gotten the full go-ahead on it, but it does involve Veterans Affairs, because I do think that, we talk about so much what we don't talk enough about. You get it when there's some scandal down at Walter Reed where, the conditions are horrible, but I don't think you hear enough about the day-to-day situation of veterans coming back to this country and being completely ignored. You just don't hear about it. So hopefully we're going to get this thing rolling in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have details on the show.
And now, you were talking about surgeries earlier, now you can have your appendix removed through your mouth. That means a less invasive medical procedure and no scar.
Sounds like a threat from a bad movie.
Last month, doctors... It does. Sounds like something Jack Bauer would threaten, doesn't it?
I can take your appendix out.
Last month, doctors removed a woman's appendix through her lady parts. This week, the same doctors in San Diego removed a man's appendix by entering his body through his mouth.
Are you done yet?
It's all done with control wires.
Are you done yet?
It saved the man's life and left no scars.
To the left, Scarlett.
Wow. And it normally takes about a month to recover from an appendectomy. This guy was back at work the next day.
That's when the surgeon says to you, don't chew.
For God's sake, don't chew.
Doctors say they'll likely start doing other kinds of surgeries through the mouth.
Through the mouth?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Not what ails me.
What if they put the stuff that they put on my back in the mouth, the Benadine?
The Benadine?
Betadine. No, I don't think they'll have to, they won't have to do that, I don't
what
think.
What is it, Betadine?
Yeah, it's like iodine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Betadyne.
It's bitter.
It smells like iodine.
Not through the mouth.
And if you've been having trouble successfully recording Survivor on CBS, well, then you have two problems. But let's just talk about the technical issue.
I don't look at Survivor unless my friend Fairplay's on it.
You don't take Survivor?
Fairplay, my good, close, personal friend.
Well, he'll be on again in a few weeks, I'm sure. It seems like every 10 weeks or so he's on.
Johnny Fairplay. This is my favorite stain in the whole wide world. And he knows I call him a stain. I know he knows I call him an asshat. And he's somebody you can look forward to occasionally dropping in on the show. Mm-hmm. And when you hear him on the radio, you know, he's portrayed as this huge villain on Survivor. Right. And, he said his grandmother was dead when she really wasn't.
He did lie.
You know, this horrible villain. And mm-hmm. Danny Bonaducci face planted him at right. that show. If you hear him on the radio, you're mm-hmm. really going to realize that he's just as evil. Just as evil as he has been on TV.
I look forward to that.
You speak of John Dalton.
John Fairplay Dalton.
That's right.
Father of one.
More and more people are going online to say that their DVRs are recording only part of Survivor or none of it, despite their repeated instructions to do so.
What about MILF Island?
That's recording just fine.
Okay.
This mainly seems to be a Survivor problem. A Good Eats on the Food Network is having the same problem, but mainly it's a Survivor problem.
You know, I hope all TiVos eliminate
easy,
Good Eats.
No, easy.
Good you want to talk about a guy. You know, I wouldn't mind getting him on the show.
You should.
Rob's favorite, like, nerdnik, Alton Brown.
He's great.
I've got a season pass for that show.
He is just like everybody that makes things complicated when they should be simple, and I would have no problem asking him about that.
He simplifies when it's
necessary. He doesn't simplify.
He's the one that said, make risotto in an electric kettle.
You old queen.
You are the older queen.
Boys. More and more folks.
The older queen.
That was a good fight.
That should be a really good book.
Trying to record Survivor and not succeeding. One customer says the light even goes on to say the show's being recorded, only to find that it wasn't, or that he got only the first 10 seconds.
You're not a Survivor watcher, are you?
No, not at all. So I personally don't care, but there seem to be a lot of people who do.
Okay.
CBS says it's looking into the problem. Speculation has ranged from DVR glitches to, get this, a conscious effort by CBS to force Survivor fans to watch it live. CBS now accused of clock blocking.
Well, if they can do it, Buzz, that means everybody can do it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't imagine they could do it.
Well, I wouldn't put it past them.
By changing the start or stop time of the show at the last minute without notifying the companies who send out the DVR program guides.
But is this just making the beginning or the end not be there, or is it making the whole thing not be there?
They're missing the whole thing. Some people are getting the first 10 seconds of the show and then the recording stops.
This is bad news.
I cannot imagine a major network would do anything to deprive the consumer of seeing their programs in any capacity.
That's a bunch of bull.
Thank you, Bill.
I would think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
From our Is There Anything NBC Won't Sell department, yesterday we told you about the network selling MILF Island t-shirts based on last week's 30 Rock. Today, we know the profit-minded Peacock is really going after the couch potato crowd by offering Biggest Loser meals delivered to your home for $100 a week.
Hi, Carla.
It's the same food the TV contestants are eating.
No, I mean, I swear to God, I got home last night. She had sent me an email mm-hmm. with the Biggest Loser meals.
Really?
That's what my lady thinks of me. How you doing, baby? Yep, Biggest Loser meals right here. Right, yeah.
Everyone has a little cotby in it.
Mm-hmm.
$100 a week, they bring food to your house. Same food the contestants are eating on television, vacuum sealed and flash frozen.
Right.
Delivered to your home 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. NBC already had the Biggest Loser Club website that offered exercises, recipes, and support for $20 a month.
Yeah, yummy, yummy. She had that on my computer when I got home last night, and I deleted it immediately.
They didn't look good.
They looked actually okay, but I just hate the whole prepackaged thing, and I got my little rhythm that I'm working working on right now, and I'm up to gaining about 5 pounds a week.
That's good. Down to five.
Thank you.
Attaboy.
Appreciate it.
Trimming it down. A former nanny for Mr. and Mrs. Rob Lowe is suing the couple, accusing him.
She's bad news.
Of touching her and exposing himself.
She is bad news. Watch this. Watch this closely. I think she's bad news. When I saw her on the Today Show, I said this woman is no good. Uh-huh. Gloria Allred has seized onto this. She's fused mm-hmm. like a parasite mm-hmm. on the bottom of a shark onto this girl. And this girl is just sitting there and going, uh-huh, duh, I'm sweet, uh-huh. And the email she sent was that she loved the family.
Yes.
This girl is bad. Watch this. I'm going to be right about this.
You're right about
May I offer counterpoint?
Yes, go ahead.
She's as cute as a bug's ear.
Okay. All right. You're an old queen.
Older queen.
Thank you.
24-year-old Jessica Gibson worked for Rob and Cheryl Lowe for the better part of 7 years. She quit in February after what she describes as repeated sexual harassment from both of them.
Then why would she have not sent an email that said,
I know.
Or why would
You're
she
right.
correspond at all after she was gone?
She did send that email that you described saying she enjoyed working for them, and then she does this.
And then it sounded like she also approached the family clandestinely
uh-huh.
before she went to the law,
That's
and she
there.
Actually asked them for something.
Jessica yeah. says Rob put his hand inside her pants. She says Cheryl Lowe.
Stop that laughing. You.
He says Mrs. Lowe walked around naked, talked about her sex life and male genitalia.
God. That's hot.
That is hot.
Now, mm-hmm. earlier last week, the Lowe's dealt a preemptive strike, or tried to. They said the former nanny had tried to extort $1.5 million from them and that she'd soon be accusing them of what the Lowe's described as false terribles. It did happen.
You know something? I'm going to be right about this. She's bad news, and when I'm right, you're going to hear this sound. That was for Brad.
Did Chad Lowe talk about male genitalia?
Chad, poor Chad Lowe.
He's life has dealt him a bad hand.
Poor Hillary Swank's ex. Poor guy.
Money can buy happiness. That's our story when we continue.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We will have another full segment of Buzz Burbank, but right now, I'm pulling an audible.
What?
What?
We're going to take some phone calls. How many calls should we take for this fabulous prize that I'm holding in my hot little hand? We're supposed to give this away now?
Yeah, we can give away. Let's give away three pair.
Three pairs of tickets?
Yeah.
Right now, we will take the first 100 callers, 101, 102, 103, giving away tickets to Motley Crue Crew Fest 2008, featuring Motley Crue, Papa Roach, Buck Cherry, and Trapped. And you qualify for a ticket upgrade all the way to the front row. Don't miss Crew Fest.
Front row.
July 13th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale this Saturday at noon. Visit livenation.com. Caller number 101, 102, and 103. The big winner coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.